This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2216. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded November 9th, Alaska, Albania, Algeria, Antarctica, China, Europe, Germany, Guam, India, Israel, Korea South, Mexico, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Palestine, Romania, Russia, Solomon Islands, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vatican, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Here's the new B-23 tentative schedule for KNLS Alaska in English, 1 hour each, according to HFCC registrations, and aimed westward. At 08 UT 6075, at 10 9680, at 12 9580 and 9625, and at 14 6110. But there's more shortwave from Alaska, HAARP, the Ionospheric Research Project, not programming, has been reported again by Walt Samanov in British Columbia. On November 5th, he was hearing it on 5800, very similar to previous tests, on for a few minutes, off again for a few minutes, and repeated. It was active at 0318 UT. And then at 0414, he was hearing it on a different frequency, 3250, very weak, with slowly rising sweep tones. I tuned that in and was also hearing what he described. That is, at 0416, the upper tones repeating. I was tuning via remote in Alberta. The waterfall also showed some mush up to 3400. Then on November 6th at 0344, all reports a super blob on 6900, a giant digital blob with a massive signal into his remote in Masset. Could be HARP or the secretive business broadband transmissions. This one remained on for a long time. We can no longer hear Radio Tirana, Albania on shortwave, not even via WRMI. But Jean-Michel Aubier in France says it still broadcasts online, including in English. I'll give the times and then the actual URL if you are prepared to copy the numbers. English at 0230, 07, 930, 1230, 15, 17, 2145, and 23 UT. And here's the URL after the http://7niner.106.15 8000/RTI. Although Algeria is back on shortwave, no English has been reported as they're carrying different networks. But Christian Gobodo in France reports to the British DX Club that Radio Algérie Internationale does have some programs in English, at least, on medium wave, 549 and 891 kilohertz. They are at 1330 to 1345 and 1530 to 1540 UT. And next door, Radio Tunis, Chaîne Internationale, on 963 has English at 1305 until 1400. Manuel Mendez in Spain has been monitoring LRA 36 Antarctica on days in addition to Saturdays. For example, on October 31st, which was Tuesday, 15476 USB, from 1852 until off at 2002. And then on November 3rd, Friday, 1950 until off at 2030. And Saturday, November 4th, between 2033 and 2117, but that transmission was much longer. I was also hearing it via remote in Argentina as early as 1748. And as late as 2326, when they repeated their sign-on as if it were 5.5 hours earlier, but they were off by midnight UT. Some Chinese broadcasts includes IDs in English, such as CNR2 China Business Radio, which is, of course, mainly in Chinese. Ron Howard got this recording of one example.
This is CNR
was on 6065, October 19th at 1330. But Ron Howard says recent monitoring of Sichuan PBS-2 on 6060, parallel 7225, notes they no longer have their former ID in English, which was Sichuan Ethnic Radio. From RealDX via New Zealand DX Times, a great resource for DXers interested in identifying Chinese stations, especially medium wave, is Chris Kadlec's top-of-the-hour identification database at his website, which is chriskadlec.com, and look under Radio and China Database. The full one will launch on 1 December with about 1,200 top-of-hour IDs, audio clips for 527 stations. Two of them for most stations and half-hour pips for those that use them, totaling about 30 hours of audio. Chris has done a lot of monitoring from South Korea, held under Europe since it's a pirate transmitting from unknown locations, via Paul Flanagan, this from DX Fanzine. On Saturday, November 11th, a new program from Radio Igloo will be broadcast, a program of our own favorite music with many different styles, and it will be broadcast simultaneously from three different transmitters, different locations in Central Europe, and on different frequencies. That's Saturday, 11 November at 18 to 19 UT on 4945, 5840, and 6380, or on a free frequency nearby. And rebroadcast the following day at 14 to 15 UT, only on 6380. Reports wanted with a new EKSL promised to radioigloo@gmail.com. Smyatlikov in Dnipro, Ukraine, tells us that media broadcast schedule now shows Music for Joy transmissions are in DRM only. Just a few days before, the schedule showed them in AM with 250 kilowatts on Tuesdays and DRM with 100 kilowatts on Thursdays. Anyhow, they're still scheduled on Tuesdays and Thursdays only via Nalan with 100 kilowatts DRM as follows: 1 hour, 1830 on 7225, 2000 on 9810, 13 UT on 13650, and at 18 on 13710. And he was hearing it on Tuesday, November 7th at 13 on 13650 via a Finnish remote. From KTWR Guam's DRM website via Tony Rogers in the communication of the British DX Club, KTWR for B23 continues with DRM but with some frequency changes, and these are the broadcasts in English. Saturday at 10:59 to 11:29 on 12040. Sunday at 15 to 15:45, 13690. And Tuesday through Friday at 16 to 16:30 on 13690. There are also some other broadcasts in Japanese, Mandarin, and South Indian languages. We've had many more reports this week of English segments on All India Radio or Akashvani broadcasts, actually in other languages, mainly from Richard Langley and Alan Rowe. Joe's Jacob of DX India explains, the program is called Spotlight, originally broadcast on the Home Service Network at 15:45, a current affairs program with discussions, and it's about 15 minutes. It may not be on every day, nor at the exact same time from one day to the next, but Joe's Jacob has compiled these times when it has been heard. At midnight 45 in Chinese on 15200, 11:20 in Tibetan, 9950 and 11560, 11:30 during Chinese on 15400, 12:40 during Swahili also on 15400, at 1400 in Dari on 9950, 1625 during Farsi on 9620, 1825 Arabic 9620 and 2000 French on 9620. It's likely there are even more broadcasts in English. In fact, a couple more were shortly added. Hans Weber says, then the Pashto service, 1340 on 11560. And Joe says, English ending at 0517 during the Dari service on 11620. Alan Rowe says, I wonder how long this will continue. Dare we hope it is permanent. Of course, other than these inserts, Akashvani had stopped broadcasting in English. Not on shortwave, but webcasts from Israel, Donny Rosenzweig says, Khan Israel Radio has an additional English broadcast, a news flash, at 07 UT. As in the past, on Friday nights and Saturdays, Reshet Moreshet is a silent channel. They broadcast alerts but are otherwise silent, so those who observe the Sabbath can keep their radios on all during Shabbat, yet get notified of alerts. In the NASA Flash Sheet, Tony Pavic, NBC, reports 9515. KBS World Radio, South Korea, and in English, 3 November at 1505 to 1525, about their anniversary. And, of course, some K-pop, a version of the song It's Raining Men. He was getting a synth of 44434, despite this being beamed 304 degrees from South Korea toward Europe. I say, no doubt better than the so-called North American service at 13 to 14 on 15575. Filed under Mexico, where the 6200 pirate claims to be, Lucas Bandura reports that Hikari FM is back on the air in AM with a newly repaired transmitter, heard via the KFS remote mixing with a Chinese station on 6200 at 1544 UT. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard replies, "Thanks for the timely alert. I was listening after 1030 UT when it was dominated by Tibet PBS Zhejiang 6200, nearly impossible to confirm any Hikari FM activity. But on November 6th from 0808 UT, Hikari FM on 6200 AM was heard with decent modulation, but still testing. Went off the air at 825. Song IDs given in Japanese and English. Fading up and down." Netherlands, Radio Delta International, reported by Alan Rowe in UK, from 0905 UT TuneIn for November on 12030 instead of scheduled 12075 with a strong signal. And then he checked the website. It is now scheduled Saturdays and Sundays at 06 to 09 on 6110 and 09 to 15 on 12030. Giampiero Bernardini in Milano, Italy, says it's also good there, but the carrier shifting around 12030.015. And the VOA Tanang Philippines carrier underground on the exact frequency, so some problem. He posted that at 1206 UT. Radio New Zealand Pacific has been showing up on 9700, in addition to other scheduled frequencies. Tony Pavic in BC in the NASA Flash Sheet says, 3 November at 1245 to 1315 with news on the hour. And it is a test transmission according to Ricky Leong. They were listed as 7390, but we're also on 7440 at that time. Ricky says, "I have learned from the station that the use of 7440 was due to a technical error. The broadcast on 9700 was a test. And when I tune RNZ Pacific at 1430 UT, November 4th, 7390 was back, but becoming quite weak. All 9700 stayed pretty strong for at least another hour, not fading out until closing at 1600. Now to the North American pirate on 7320. Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State says, "I've been listening at 0245 to a very nice signal on 7320 in AM, playing classical music with a touch of opera. No IDs are talking. It might be this one that was previously carrying the Corbett report." On November 3rd at 251, Lucas Bandura replies, "Yes, the Corbett station has been on this frequency on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday UT with piano music, no Corbett report, just music without any talk, 10 over 9. It later switched to 7305. Eric Fetterswalp says it went off at 0300. It had been sounding great. And in the NASA Flash Sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports 7320 on ID, November 4th at 0237. This isn't just any conspiracy theory, they say. This is confirmable and verifiable. And more conspiracy theory talk, suddenly off at 239. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2216. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Financial support appreciated by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Palestine Non, following up last week's report about a new BBC Arabic service, especially for Gaza, via Cyprus 639 kHz, starting Friday, the 3rd of November at 15 UT, and also from 10 November a second daily update at 05 UT. Here's the original sign-on at 1500, recorded by Andrew Pitt, via Chris Greenway and Mike Barraclough.
Resilient.
That they said Huna BBC rather than Huna London. Radio Romania International has made some frequency adjustments, presumably to avoid interference in the new season. In English, there's been a change for the 0400 broadcast in DRM to India. 15260 changed to 9420. That may be for propagational reasons. All others remain unchanged, they say, as of November 7th. However, Zakhlyanga says it's not a good new frequency. It may collide with CNR 13. RRI has also made some changes in Spanish frequencies and maybe other languages too. So try to check their latest scheduled version on their website. Would you believe that the following are the only shortwave broadcasts remaining from Russia, according to RusDX? They are Radio Purga or Radio Chukotka in DRM from Komsomolsk on Amur in Khabarovsk Krai on 5935 from 20 until 10 UT. That could provide some interference to WWCR, but it's only 20 kilowatts. And with additional frequencies during part of the time, 20 to 22 also on 6025 and 22 to 01 on 11860. Ron Howard wonders if we may expect some special coverage from SIBC Solomon Islands on shortwave 5020 as the Pacific Games start in Honiara November 19th. And they've been updating and upgrading their radio and television equipment. Sri Lanka and Nan, Wolfgang Buschel says, Adventist World Radio notified listeners and monitors on November 1st due to a serious transmitter problem at the Sri Lanka station. We were forced to shift some transmissions to different sites. Please see our new public schedule. That's from Giuseppe Cirillo in Germany. But they must be rather uncoordinated because Joe's Jacob in India reports on November 4th, like yesterday, I'm getting two of the same AWR programs on 15360 at 1630 UT. It must be Trincomalee and KSDA Guam, a problem of plenty. Via BCDX, Radio Thailand English broadcasts registered for B23 as follows. All 250 kilowatts at 18 to 1830 and again at 1830 to 1930, both on 7475 aimed northwest. 12 to 1230, 9385 to the south-southeast. At 13 to 1315, 9940 to the northeast. At midnight to midnight 30, 13750 to the north. That's the only one actually for North America. And at 05 to 530, 17640 to the northwest. Been monitoring the Voice of Turkey at its new time of 23 UT and new frequency, 5960 for English to North America. The broadcasts open and close with a partial recitation of their English schedule, never including this very broadcast. One announcer got almost all the times wrong by letting them UTC, but they were really local times of UT plus 3. Another announcer got most of them correct, except for one, on the wrong frequency, 7285 at 2130, instead of 9610, as Craig Tyson and I have confirmed. Something's always awry at Ankara, and or erroneous at Emerler. And of course, all too often, they don't get it turned off by midnight UT and broadcast some German after that hour. That occurred into November 8th until 12 and a half minutes past midnight. Alex Miatlikov in Dnipro, Ukraine, says, WRMI canceled relays of RUI, Radio Ukraine International, back in early May. However, they still appear on the schedule at 12 to 13 UT on 5010. Anyhow, thanks to them for relaying Ukrainian radio for some 14 months from the very beginning of the war. It gives us new B-23 scheduling information for direct broadcasts from Ukraine, but not on shortwave, via Radio Baltic Waves International in Lithuania on 1386 kHz. They relay the first channel in Ukrainian except for some news bulletins and programs in foreign languages, notably English, at these times, also on satellite and online. Daily at 01 to 108, Ukraine security issue. Wednesday at 108 to 124, Ukraine global context. Friday at the same time, international dialogue. And Saturday, info context. And finally, on Sundays, Ukraine global context again. And the Ukraine security issue also appears for 8 minutes at 22 UT instead of Belarusian. More about BBC World Service in English on the 11-meter band, 25900, as reported last week, between 16 and 18 UT. Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State says, I've been listening during my local mornings, and I can say reception from the U.S. West Coast has been mixed. Oh, of course, it's aimed at South Africa from the U.K. Reception during the 16 UT hour has been fair to good, some deep fading. In the 17 UT hour, it usually gets noticeably worse on November 3rd, but it was coming in pretty loudly and clearly past 17:30. It's been nice to hear BBC in English during my mornings again. I missed that after the Singapore site shut down earlier this year. Tony Pavick, NBC, says, the scheduled BBC transmission from Overton on 25900 is coming in quite nicely on the west coast of Canada with football the morning of November 4th. I hope the BBC doesn't discover that they are being received on shortwave here in Canada, as the bean counters will figure out some way to see to it that it's not possible, since they seem to feel that no one in North America wants to listen to them on shortwave. That was his snarky remark. BBC also uses 25900, but from the Madagascar relay, at 12 UT in French, but it's been heard at an additional time, according to the British DX Club. Chris Sentence in Huddersfield says, at 09:12 UT Friday, 3 November, strong and clear audio with a guitar solo. As I was starting to ID the song, the signal suddenly was cut at half a minute past 9:13. It seems too far up the spectrum to be pirate activity. I suspect this may have been a test transmission from Overton. Dave Porter with the World Service says, well spotted, it was a test transmission from Wolf. I was there at the time, as we have removed sender number 93 from 1963 and are replacing it with sender 107 that has just arrived in pieces from Singapore. Before 2012, it was sender 61 at Skelton from 2008. It's much traveled. Following frequency is not a typo. 35790 kHz. Don Moman in Alberta says, checking above 30 MHz, I saw a strong signal on 35790, 1745 UT November 4th in Spanish. Someone in Winnipeg had heard it at 2015. It's 3 times 11930 and parallel to Radio Marti with lots of IDs at 18 UT. It seems the F2 propagation MUF is now reaching 40 MHz, so there could be more third harmonics from the 25-meter band somewhere in the mid-30s, as well as many other possibilities, so it will pay to tune well above 30 MHz for broadcast harmonics. Closer in, I might get 35790 by sporadic E. I had a just barely audible carrier at one point. Since we know that transmitter produces harmonics, let's look for the others just in case. On 23860, 47720, and maybe even 59650. WTWW Tennessee is still off the air, not heard on 5085 or 9475. George McClintock explained the situation as of November 4th. Ted really left the transmitters in a mess, so an engineer from Continental was coming in November 8th, 9th, and 10th to try to fix two transmitters. He was astounded to learn that one of them had been off the air for a year. Meanwhile, they are silent. Tuning remote in Alberta, Wolfgang Duschel heard WWN in Spanish on 12050 at 0410 UT November 7th. This had been a daytime-only frequency, but we see in the HFCC registrations they now have available, between midnight and 06 UT, both 12050 in Spanish and 15610 in English. I have not yet heard the later after midnight UT, but these are for the broadcast starting at 19 in English on 15610 and at 14 in Spanish on 12050. It also registered the night frequency. The transmitter apparently is still not working. 5970 in Spanish between midnight and 14. Following lots of discussion in the IRCAIO group, station in Kalamazoo, Michigan, WTOU 1660, The Touch, has been putting out spurs, and I've been hearing them too. They are about 22.7 kHz above and below the frequency, that is 1637.3 and 1682.7. I've been hearing them in the evening and in the middle of the night on November 3rd, 5th, and 6th. They are spur blobs, nothing really intelligible, but we know where they're coming from. HFCC, here's the B-23 schedule in English of Vatican Radio. At 09 to 10, irregularly for occasional special events, 17775. At 11:30 to 12 on Fridays only, Mass on 15595 and 17790. At 16:30 to 17 daily on 15565 and via Madagascar, 13830. 17:15 to 17:30 daily on 11935. And 20 to 20:30 daily, 9705 and 11870. All those direct from Santa Maria de Galeria, unless otherwise specified. Lucas Bondura forwards an item from HF Underground on FB from VAE Radio. It says, broadcasting from northern Vietnam, with extra power, 150 watts. It had been only 40 watts. It was supposed to be on the air Sunday, November 5th at 10:45 to 11:15 on 13890 USB. But nobody could hear it. Somehow, we doubt that it's really in northern Vietnam. Ron Howard did some Googling and found VAE means Voice of Arts and Entertainment. Live Multimedia, the first Vietnamese radio station, from a live stream in North Texas, USA. Bruce Churchill wonders if there's any connection. In a discussion of noise interference in electric vehicles to AM radio, Mike Korniak in Braham, Minnesota says, this reminds me of the days before they added noise suppression to gasoline engines. You could easily hear the whine of some of those ignition systems a block away. Sometimes you could even tell whose car it was. Today, electric vehicles are just one source of RF noise pollution. With a software-defined radio and a directional antenna, I can easily see an elevated noise floor in the direction of Minneapolis, which is 60 miles south of me. I can see and hear this across the entire spectrum from long to medium wave and all the way to VHF. It is a noisy world out there. Early UT, November 6th, there was not only lots of visible aurora reaching into North America, but lots of South American medium-wave DX enhanced by the aurora, reported on the IRCA list. The propagation outlook from SWPC on November 6th, they were expecting ANK indices to hit 35 and 6, going off to 5 and 2 by November 12th. Another peak, November 25th of 20 and 5, building up from 15 and 5 starting November 22nd. Only a few quiet dates were expected of 5 and 2, November 12th and 13th, and 17th to 21st. Solar flux dropping from 155 November 13th to 140 on the 16th and 17th, back up to 155 by the 22nd. So concludes World of Radio 2216. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, Glenn Hauser here inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.